Chapter 7.
The sun broiled the flatlands mercilessly, drying up streams to a trickle, baking the earth and raising dust swirls on the hot wind. It was a hostile waste, where even scrub, gorse and broom barely survived in the parched heat. Things were not going well for the new warlord, Swart Sixclaw. There was a murmur of discontent running through the great horde. Swart sat in his tent, pondering the dilemma facing him. Too many soldiers, and not enough food and water, and worst of all, they were lost. The mighty cavalcade had started out on the wrong paw. Some had wanted to go, swayed by Swart's promises of plunder and plenty, but others had wanted to stay, knowing they could get by in the semi-fertile cliff shadows, where there was at least water and a certain amount of vegetation, birds and eggs. The whole project had been too unwieldy from the outset. With tents, trappings and camp followers, most of the horde beasts having mates and families. Sometimes, Swart felt as though he were merely the figurehead of a great travelling settlement, and as if that were not enough, he had found himself landed with a wife. Swart had not known that Bowfleg had a daughter. It was the tradition and unwritten law that she became wife to the new warlord, as a matter of course. Bluefen was her name, and she was quiet and pretty enough. Swart marvelled that such a fat, ugly creature as Bowfleg could have sired her. Bluefen largely kept out of Swart's way, as she had with her father, knowing the angry moods and great rages warlords were capable of. Swart dismissed his wife from his mind and concentrated his thoughts on horde problems. How they had lost direction on the desert-like flatlands was any beast's guess, but he blamed the vixen Nightshade. She should have been calculating their direction while his time was taken up dealing with more important horde matters. Swart had berated her soundly, sending her off 3 nights back to find water and food and to get them back on the right trail south and west. To make doubly sure, he had sent his 2 killers with her, the weasels, Scarback and Marble. When Swart had taken command of the horde, these two had immediately caught his eye. They were ambitious and ruthless, cold-hearted assassins, just the types he needed to do his secret biddings.